Hello.
I betrayed my friends at the house on the hill, but stuff still happened. So what's up? It's Apple's turn to do the artificial intelligence thing. So all the way back 10 years ago, when it was last year, Apple announced the iPhone 16, and they were like, this is built from the ground up for Apple intelligence. They then went on to showcase a whole bunch of features about how it could reach into apps on your phone and like learn stuff about you, but still be private and do all this cool stuff, and how Siri wouldn't suck anymore. And that was all lies. I mean, lies-ish. It was lies adjacent. Apple has rolled out some of their Apple intelligence features. I turn them off on my devices because they're bad, but they've rolled out some, just not most. And they just keep delaying these features because it turns out the developers learned about these features basically when we did. See, Apple has a long history of not jumping onto a new feature or product first. They'll wait and then do it the Apple way, which frankly does usually work out for them. They've got multiple trillions of dollars in market value. I have like a crisp $20 bill by comparison. But this time it kind of fucked them over. They didn't have any plan for AI before ChatGPT became a thing. And even when that happened, they were like, shit, okay, like how do we make something just so that we can put it out there? So apparently they tried just like updating Siri to allow Siri to reach out to an AI and like answer some questions, but that just created more bugs than it was worth. So they gave up on that, which is why we now have that like middle ground thing where sometimes Siri gets a query and is like, I don't fucking know. Want me to ask ChatGPT? Or at least I think that's how that works. Again, I turn it off because I don't want this. I'm not complaining that this isn't a thing. I don't want it in the first place, but it's still very funny. So they tried the one thing. They then did the whole like just send it off to ChatGPT. They apparently were announcing features on stage that were just like not communicated internally. Something that was more like a concept became marketing materials. And they were like, yeah, we're, you know, it's not quite ready yet, but it'll be out in a couple months. It's been several of those months, and it's really just been nothing. But hey, you can have them generate a custom emoji or an image, sort of, with like the worst of all of the image generators. And you can have it rewrite some text. Truly a next level of personal assistant. Anyway, we're now fast approaching the actually hysterical concept that the iPhone 17 might come out before the 16 gets the features that they said it would have. So, policy. Okay, egg on my face. Last time I said that the bill, the big, beautiful tax bill, was unlikely to pass. Is it going to pass? Probably not. It passed. It passed the House. It is now going on to the Senate, where I will give exactly no insight into what I think is going to happen to the bill. Can't get me on that one, losers. But anyway, here comes the insight I said I wouldn't give. It's probably still going to have a hard time in the Senate. The Senate has a lot to lose on this one. Going into 2026, they want to not piss everybody off. And this bill has a lot of things. They're going to piss a lot of people off and only a few crowd pleasers. So they're going to work real hard to make sure that it's going to be passable without ruining their midterm chances. That said, still could very well pass, but just because it passed the House does not make it the law of the land. So it passed does not mean it actually is now law. And here's something of note. Let's highlight this. It passed the House with a vote of 215 to 214, a margin of one vote. Three Democrat representatives over the age of 70 have died in office, leaving voting vacancies that allowed that to happen. Now, if they were alive, would this have potentially eventually passed? Yes, but the vote that it actually passed on was made possible because Democrats don't step down and just age until they die in office. Cool, cool, cool. Very cool. Very cool. Anyway, after it passed the House, the bond market went tumbling because it's a bad bill, and solar company stocks just plummeted because the bill targets renewable energy pretty severely. In fact, that was one of the main things the Republicans were cheering on, was the removal of any investment, really the stopping of investment in renewable energy and the increase in investment back in coal and fossil fuels. Because it's 2025, and that makes sense. All right, Signal. Okay. So several high-ranking government officials were caught using Signal to talk about very private stuff that they shouldn't be using Signal for. And now we're getting a headline that Signal was hacked and a bunch of data was stolen. Let's clear up some stuff. The app that most people in the government use, and some are actually just literally using Signal, but the app that most people in the government are using is actually called Telemessage Signal, which is a like recreation of Signal that also archives all of your messages. They do that for compliance reasons. The government has to keep records of stuff, which is why it's actually really, really bad if they use normal Signal, which explicitly does not keep records for, you know, government activity. So telemessage is the thing that was hacked, not Signal. Their records that they keep were leaked. Journalists have been going through the leaked data, trying to find anything that would be of significant note. And so far, it seems like there's not like war plans in there, but there are things like the locations and travel plans of high-ranking officials. So this service that's supposed to archive sensitive conversations between government officials was just straight up hacked. And that's just a thing. That's just a thing. Anyway, this is not a reflection on Signal and Signal's security. This is, again, a recreation of Signal that explicitly undermines Signal's security. All right, I can't not do it. Maha! Yeah, Maha. M-A-H-A. It's the health skeptic version of MAGA. That's kind of like led by RFK Jr. So RFK Jr., a conspiracy theorist and anti-vaxxer, is like the head of health in the US now, which it tracks. And among the MAGA crowd, there's been like a sub-initiative of MAGA called Maha, which is like the crunchy anti-vax sort of like subsect. RFK recently put out the Maha report, which is just sort of like, you know, his take on why things are bad, like why Americans are unhealthy. Let's ignore the whole like lack of time off and no social safety net and the inability to raise children or have any kind of child care for anyone and the lack of access to quality fresh food. It's probably not that. It's what could it be? The vaccines. It's the vaccines, everyone. Oh, how didn't we notice it before? Yeah, the report basically says all the things you would expect it to say. It's like, oh, vaccines are bad. Food additives are bad. Processed food is bad. Phone usage is bad. And it originally was going to say that pesticides are bad, but that was edited out by the White House. Monsanto was a reference in the report, but they were like, oh, pesticides? No, we don't need to investigate that. So the report does call to look into some of these pesticides in 2026, but it doesn't go as far as to say these are bad. They also removed a part of the report that talked about lobbyists who lobby the government for these chemical companies to prevent the government from regulating these cancer-causing chemicals. That they removed that part from the report too. But it's probably the vaccines. Hello, if you like what I do, I would really appreciate your support. Sharing this content around helps me a ton. So if you know somebody who might like this, send them a link. If you want to support me directly, the best way to do that is to head to patreon.com/endeavorance. You can sign up at any tier starting at $3 a month, and everyone gets access to all of the bonus content that's there. Thank you very much. Let's move on. World stuff. World stuff. Israel is still doing their thing. And Netanyahu is still talking about taking over the rest of Gaza now. He's very loudly saying that they're going to take over Gaza. They're going to get rid of everyone that's there. They've been blockading food and medicine. They've been letting it a trickle in. They're literally quoted in saying that they don't want to have pictures of starving babies coming out of Gaza because that would be bad for international relations, not because it would be immoral. And so world leaders from Canada and the UK and France, they're saying, hey, what the fuck? Like, this is not okay. You are straight up doing genocide. To which Netanyahu was like, you're on the wrong side of history. You're empowering Hamas. Ignore everything that we're doing and let us keep doing it. On top of that, a delegation of European, Asian, and Arab diplomats were visiting the West Bank to get a sense of what's going on there, what with all the killing people that the Israeli army is doing. And wouldn't you know it, while they were there, the Israeli army shot at them. They shot at international diplomats. What blows my mind is in any other timeline, this would be like a year-long story. This would be the biggest thing of the year. But this is just like Tuesday instead. When asked what the fuck, why are you shooting at these diplomats? Israel was like, oh, those were warning shots. Because the diplomats went off the predetermined course that we would allow them to walk. Just firing some warning shots at these international representatives who are investigating whether or not we're, you know, doing war crimes to people. I also want to acknowledge that there were two Israeli staffers who were murdered in DC. I don't know what to say about this. I don't really feel anything about it. I think it makes sense that something like this would happen. And these people were directly involved in a genocidal regime. They weren't innocent bystanders. The main thing that gets me about all of this is, one, it wasn't a great move. Like, right now, we are under the most propaganda we've seen in decades. And this is just so much gasoline on the fire. But two, a lot of outlets are spinning this as an attack on them because they were Jewish, aside from only one of them actually being Jewish and ignoring the whole Zionist being a part of the whole Israeli government genociding a people thing. The guy didn't kill them and then say, I hate Jews. He killed them and shouted Free Palestine. And whether or not he was a Fed or whatever, it was not because they were Jewish. Conflating Jews and Israel is very dangerous, especially because not all Jews are Zionists and not all Jews support Israel. To lump them all together as one is doing a massive disservice, and that in itself is anti-Semitic. Anyway, on a completely different note, Kim Jong-un is upset because his ship didn't work. Kim Jong-un of North Korea has been working to try to upgrade their navy. You know, they're playing Civilization, and they're like, oh shit, we gotta get some destroyers out here. So he had this big, beautiful warship that they built, and they were gonna launch it, and he was there for the launch. And when it launched, it capsized and crashed. It is apparently still partially submerged. He wasn't thrilled about this. It didn't reflect great on him and his plans. And so he lashed out a little bit. Let's see. Let's get this quote. It's a good one. All right. Kimbo said that the officials who were involved in the launch showed, quote, absolute carelessness, irresponsibility, and unscientific empiricism. He went on to say, and this is true, I cannot suppress my emotions. We love an emotional king. Anyway, he arrested those officials because it's North Korea. Or America. Could have been either. Technology. Private messaging app Telegram is not actually all that private. And so far this year, they've already turned over 20,000 user records to authorities. So last year, the CEO of Telegram got arrested in part of an investigation about child exploitation material on Telegram. And ever since then, they've been a bit more cordial with the police. Now, I want to say most social platforms have a pretty significant issue with really bad shit festering somewhere on their platform. Telegram is not unique in that. The platforms just kind of have like varying degrees of keeping it under wraps. But in Telegram's case, they were flaunting that they were not giving a shit if authorities wanted any information. But then turns out when you get arrested and you're reminded of your mortality, even if you're a tech bro, sometimes you just roll over and show your belly. And so now they are routinely working with requests from cops to get information about users. There's a pretty interesting website. I've linked it in today's newsletter that will show you a breakdown of requests from authorities by nation and how many users were affected by those requests. Google Video, but not like that. Do you remember Google Video? Do you remember that? It was like pre-YouTube. And it was like Google's YouTube competitor before they just bought YouTube. It was actually kind of nice, but that's not what this is. Google recently had their I.O. event, which is like their developer convention where they make a bunch of big announcements. And a lot of their announcements, or basically all of their announcements this time, was AI. AI everything. AI pants. Among the AI stuff they announced was a video generator AI called VO3. And it definitely is creepy. It can generate pretty realistic looking clips with dialogue and like sound and shit. It's impressive, I guess, but it also seems to just generate a lot of slop. I've seen people saying like, oh my God, this is the end of reality. This looks so real. And I get why people are concerned, and I get the direction we're going is this is making massive leaps. It still looks like AI to me, but it's also just like, why? Like, why? Why do we have this? Do we really need the ability to generate like 5-second clips of like a pink dinosaur stomping around town? Is humanity better off with the ability to just generate stock imagery and stuff? Or why? Because all of this really, really feels like tech demos and concepts that were being sold as full products. And I'm very tired of being told that we need these things, especially when they also announced that the top tier subscription for their AI is $250 a month. No, I don't think I will. And speaking of AI, they are still trying to build her. You might remember a while back, OpenAI had new voices for ChatGPT, one of which sounded suspiciously like Scarlett Johansson from the movie Her. I want to be very clear, Sam Altman has also made it clear that he's a big fan of that movie. And now OpenAI purchased a startup by Johnny Ive, the guy who designed a lot of earlier Apple products. They bought a startup of his that's working on like AI hardware for $6.5 billion. The announcement video was deeply creepy. It's like the two of them being like, oh, we're best friends. Let's just like have an announcement about this acquisition where we're sitting at a coffee shop talking about how great each other is. It's genuinely, genuinely unnerving. But they seem to be working on a new product that is essentially like the AI pin kind of thing, or that Rabbit R1, those AI hardware things that just failed. It is, I don't know specifics, but it's apparently some kind of like box with no screen. And it's like always listening, and it's an AI assistant thing. I don't know. Sam Altman was like, living with this has been life-changing. You're going to love it. And I'm pretty sure that's not true for anyone except for Sam Altman. Lightning round. There is a new ultra rapid test for brain tumors that's looking to reduce the time to diagnosis by like an order of magnitude, talking weeks to days. Sesame Street is saved. Netflix is jumping in and cut a deal with Sesame Street. It will be available on PBS and around the world on Netflix as well. There is a competition called the Enhanced Games. It's planned for 2026 in Vegas, and it's like the Olympics, but you can explicitly take performance-enhancing drugs. A cargo ship ran aground into the garden of a random Norwegian man's home. He woke up and found a cargo ship in his lawn. Hey, Kentucky, I'm very sorry to inform you that the bourbon brood of cicadas, a 17-year brood, is due this year. It's gonna get loud. A USPS truck that was found with 5,000 abandoned chicks, the birds, not women. Those birds are now adopted. They've almost all found a home now. Bagok? Marvel has announced a delay for the next two Avengers films, Doomsday and Secret Wars. That's what it was. Turns out that there was footage from the mothership of the Titan submersible, the submersible that went down to the Titanic and got blipped. So there was footage from the mothership in which they heard the implosion. They didn't know it at the time, but there was just kind of like a boop. Gone. And finally for today, an Australian politician in his exit speech from his political career shotgunned a beer out of a shoe. Fuck yeah. I know nothing about your politics. That's rad. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and a shoe that comes pre-stocked with beer. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care. And be well.